was super dumb. So I made pancakes. I just finished them. I like, turned off the fire. And then I went into the room to, like, into my room to, like, grab some eggs. And, like, I got distracted or something. But, because, like, I came back. And, like, I just saw the pot there. Like, and I was just, like, I didn't see, the, like, the fire was on. So I'm, like, oh, like, yeah, it's not hot. Yeah, no, that thing was sizzling hot. I, like, grabbed the pot. And it just fried my hands. Like, I just heard, like, the sizzle of, like, the skin on my thumb. It was, like, I was, like, oh, dude, I was in so much pain. And, like, we had a ton of rendezvous that day, so I'm like, crap, like, what the heck am I gonna do? Like, and I was just sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, Heavenly Father, like, just help me, like, get over this pain, like, just help me to be able to, like, go to sector and just, like, be able to, like, just bear this pain that I got. And, like, I just felt like I just needed to get a blessing. And it's like I had my companion give me a blessing with Elder Morrell, and it was super great, like, literally right after the blessing, like, it already, like, my hands, like, already just, like, automatically feeling, started feeling better, and, like, already started looking a lot better, like, they weren't as red and puffy, and then, like, I took some ibuprofen, and, like, just all of that, like, they just took all the pain away, like, just everything, like, it was seriously such a miracle. I'm like, oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Like, it was so awesome. And just to top it off, like, so, like, because, like, I was just, like, with this pain, like, I can't go to sector, but, like, we have, like, a ton of rendezvous, so, like, that's, like, why we need to go. And so when we ended up going to sector, we didn't have time to go to Ajawi because of, like, everything that happened, like, how I, like, hurt myself and stuff. So we ended up leaving a little bit late. And because of that, we ended up going and visiting Frère Loic and Sir Cynthia, like, those three, and Ebenezer, like, those three kids that, like, I've been teaching ever since I've been in this sector. Like, for 5 months straight, we've been teaching these people, trying to get their parents to let them get baptized, and they've never accepted it. Yeah, well, their mom was there, and, like, we were just, like, kind of just sitting there just talking with them, and, like, we didn't even, like, ask her. Their mom was just like, yeah, so, like, I think we're ready for our kids to get baptized. Like, when can they be baptized? Like, we already lost, like, the paper. I'm like, no, don't worry about that paper. We'll bring you a new one. She's like, okay, yeah. She's like, yeah, because I really want them to get baptized. She's like, when can they be baptized? Well, we're like, this next Saturday, like. And so, yeah. So, like, we gave them the paper and stuff. And so we're going to go back this week to, like, pick it up. So I'm really praying that, like, they're going to sign it. And, like, their dad's just going to be cool with it. And, like, everything's going to be great. Because this is exactly what happened the last time. And then it just all blew up. So I'm really praying that, like, they'll finally be able to, like, go and get baptized. So that'd be super great. And also, I'm really hoping that Chris and Sir Victoire, I hope that, like, their dad will finally let them, like, get baptized. We'll see what ends up happening, but, yeah. So, like, you guys can pray for that. That'd be really great. Yeah, that was, like, basically it. Saturday and Sunday was just great, normal Sunday. Me and my companion gave talks because it was the second Sunday of the month, which is, like, missionary Sunday, and so we gave talks. It was super great. We had, like, a ton of our investigators show up, like, 8 of them, so it was super awesome. It's great turnout. And my companion ended up, like, going with Elder Timana, because, like, Elder Timana had a rendezvous, and, like, me and Elder Morrell wanted to sing in the choir. So, like, they ended up leaving, and Elder Morrell just stayed with me. And so, like, I ended up teaching, like, the class of our investigators and stuff, with, like, him, and it was super great. And after that, just left to the choir, had choir practice, and yeah, I was just kind of preparing for the multi-zone conference that's going to be tomorrow with Elder Catcher, who's, like, the president of the 70, or, like, the Area 70, who's, like, the president of West Africa. So, super awesome. Super stoked for that tomorrow. It's going to be a really great experience just to see an area authority. I just love general authorities, man. So, yep, that's like basically it for the week. Scripture for this week. Finally got to listen to your talk, Dad. That was super awesome talk. That was a killer talk on meekness, man. It was a killer talk. It was super awesome. So, because of that talk, I'm going to use the scripture that you shared in Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, because it's just solid scripture, man. So it reads, Car l'homme naturel est l'ennemi de Dieu, et le depuis la chute d'Adam, et le sera pour toujours et à jamais, à moins qu'il se rende aux persuasions de l'Esprit Saint, et ne se dépouille de l'homme naturel, et ne devient un saint pour l'expiation du Christ, le Seigneur, et ne devient semblable à un enfant soumis de humble, péchant, plein d'amour, disposé à se soumettre à tout ce que le Seigneur juge bon et de lui infliger, tout comme un enfant se soumet à son père. So yeah, it's killer scripture, like, natural man's an enemy to God, like, yeah, I got a bunch of sins, we're never going to be perfect, but if we can just put off the natural man and try to do our best to be filled with the light of Christ and just the love of Christ and just be filled with charity and just help others and just not be full of pride, because that's the opposite of charity, is pride. And so, yeah, if you do that, you'll be full of so much great joy and love in your life. And, yeah, love you guys tons. Hope you guys had a great week, and we'll have a great week to come. Love you.